techno progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Dam Swindle is the interview feature for tonight's episode ahead of their gig in town this Thursday, and we will get to that shortly. But first, let's hear tonight's tracks of the week. Fred Everything gives us a lesson in humility. Some nice deep house cuts there. Things wrapped up as Aluna and Kevin Saunderson get remixed by Inner City. The track is Mine Oh Mine, and Fred Everything led the way with Lesson in Humility. Both of those can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Dam Swindle at the Pearl this Thursday night, and I was fortunate to do an interview with them ahead of the gig. Some amazing, soulful, funky, organic house tracks on display this evening. Here we talk studio setup, the joys of vinyl, and their record label. Let's hear what they had to say. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Lars Dale and Martin Smeets, collectively known as Damn Swindle. They've been producing and DJing for over a decade. With releases on Zed Records, Salsoul Defected, and their own Heist recording label, they have definitely carved out a place in the house scene. They've remixed Dave Lee and the Sunburst Band, Kraken Smack, as well as Hercules and Love Affair, just to name a few. They've toured all over the planet and will be here in Vancouver at the Pearl on Thursday, July 13th, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking with them. This is Damn Swindle. Kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved over time?
Hey, Mike. Wow, that's a good question.
That's a good starter.
I mean, obviously people have asked this to us, and we always feel that other people are better judge of our sound than we are, and they always say that we have the Swindle sound, which for us is really hard to nail down. But I guess we started off very deep housey, and now we're venturing into way more electronic, organic territory.
Yeah, it's also we always try to find that perfect balance between live and electronic instruments. So whether that's like sampling a drum beat of a live drummer and then like working on an electronic bass line, or doing like full on electronic drums and with a live bass player, there's always this, we're looking for that edge in our sound. I guess that's also what makes it recognizable for a lot of people. Like they really can hear when it's a Damn Swindle song, which is great for us. So yeah.
We can play.
Okay, going way back in time, can both of you think of a couple of tracks that really opened your eyes to electronic music, and what impact did those songs have on you?
Oh, yeah.
Thorough, Paperclip People.
Yeah, Paperclip People was, for me personally, and for Marta apparently as well, it was really the first electronic music that I really connected to when I heard it for the first time. And before, I was making like more edit style tracks, and then I was really inspired to make more like house music or electronic music. And back in the day, I was also a really big fan of Underworld and also Propeller Heads, you know, a bit more like breaky.
Yeah,
that sculpted for me my personal electronic music interest.
Yeah, I think for me, well, apart from the Detroit techno stuff like Paperclip People, I think way later, but when I kind of started getting into electronic music on a professional level, I really enjoyed the music of Henrik Schwarz, like the way he, there's this one track, which is kind of an edit of Bill Withers, Who Is He? But just the way he made it, he turned that classic into a track that you could actually play and, you know, get that soulful vibe in a club. I really like that. So that balance between an old school like funk soul track and then like bringing it into the modern day club, that really opened my eyes for producing as well.
Oh,
Okay, let's take a look at production here. When you are producing, which is the DAW that you're working with? And with that DAW, are you typically working in the box or with a lot of external gear?
Yeah, well, we started off fully in the box and then adopted Ableton from version one. A friend of mine was very into the first version of Ableton. And when I first saw it, I was not very enthusiastic about it. But
you were going to say, I was very excited.
No, I was not. It looked terrible, and it felt like a sort of, it felt like a MS-DOS kind of style thing. And I was used to use Reason or Cubase, which were way more visually interesting. But then once I started using it, I was like, wow, this is such a powerful tool. And then years passed, we bought lots of hardware. Our latest big change was that we changed from a outboard mixer to a full ADAT system. So basically we have direct digital inputs for every outboard machines that we have.
Yeah, so basically whatever we record on a synth, we can record straight into the computer, which makes our workflow super easy. You know, we might start an idea on a VST wherever on the road, so just on the laptop. Then we get into the studio and we grab the MIDI and we route it to a, you know, whatever synth we got running, just to kind of play around together as well. It's not really that much fun to work together on one laptop, not really convenient either. But with all this gear that we have, we really found a nice workflow where we're both, you know, doing stuff and creating ideas on the fly. And that's how a lot of our tracks come together.
Okay, and then continuing with the theme of production here, because you're a duo, is one of you better, say, at drums and the other's better at bass lines? Like, how do you collaborate and work together to make tracks?
There's not really a specific thing that, but if there would be any, I don't know, any big difference between us, is that Maarten is very much focused on textures. If it's drums, if it's sounds, if it's bass lines, whatever. He's very much a texture guy, and the whiteness of the mix is very important with his style of producing. And for me, everything is about the groove. So it doesn't matter if it's percussion or if it's tonal elements or bass line, has to fit in the groove.
I even know that when I made a demo, I know when to show it to Lars and when not. Like when the groove's a bit too sloppy, I don't really mind. Because I see through that. I know that I'll fix it at some point. And Lars is like, no, he gets.
I can't handle that.
It's the complete block. Yeah. Like nothing gets in, and until that, you know, that get fixed.
Yeah.
And then we can move on.
let's look at your Heist Recordings label. It's now a decade old. What's the musical policy for the label, and how has the whole experience of running that been for both of you?
Oof, the musical policy is that it needs to be something that fits our vibe, like something that we would play, something that we would want to promote. So it's very much the house music in the broadest sense of the word. So we can do, it could be anything from a down tempo, super deep track to, you know, on the latest synthy release that came out a few weeks ago, 140 BPM footwork track. So it could be anything. So it just needs to have that energy that we really like. We talk about that a lot with the artists that we work with. It's a lot of them are close friends, people we've been talking to or we've been playing with for a long time. And then, you know, finding that right moment to get them on the label. As you say, we're 10 years old now. We're currently working on the 75th release. It's really great to be able to put forward such great music. To get that vinyl in your hands every time is amazing as well.
Let's take a look at DJing on YouTube. There are multiple vinyl sets that you have on there. Is that the approach that you're using these days, or are you using CDJs as well, or a combination of both, and why?
Okay, well, our general approach to DJing is that we don't have a general approach to DJing. It's that basically anything goes, I feel at least. And I started DJing when I was 12 with vinyl, and I did that through last
a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
But I lost a bit of the love when every time we started DJing with vinyl in the last years, that it really depends on the venue if they have a love for vinyl as well, if you're able to DJ with vinyl. And it's basically a 50-50, you know, and it there's so much rights on it, you know, if the record skips, if the record bounces, if there's a hum, if there's a feedback, you know, you lose the whole groove of your set. And that's such important. Well, as I told you before, for me, everything is about the groove. So I lost a little bit of the love for it. But Marta really, it was really a trooper, because he still takes like 30, 40 pieces of vinyl with him every time. And he tries every time, and it might not work. And now you're a bit easier with just leaving it.
Yeah.
I used Serato style things before. I bought for my house, I bought the Phase controller, but it's all a bit, it's all a bit tricky. So,
yeah, so we always bring records. We always try. The CDJs are like the basic, like the way to go that we always know that's safe. And then we always bring our own mixer. We have a 4-channel rotary mixer from Condesa, which is fully analog and has beautiful sound, and pretty much every sound engineer of a club is like starts drooling when they see us bring it in. And then like for 9 out of 10 clubs, it's sounding amazing. And so we have like we know exactly how to use it for like the best transitions. And it's a beautiful piece of gear that we happily carry along with us.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You
are listening to the Damn Swindle interview here on Techno Progressivo. The station is 101.9 CITR, and I'm DJ Waugh. Their track, You, finished off part one, and Yes, No, Maybe gets the ball rolling for the second half. Full track list and a selection of their web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's hear more of what they had to say. Okay, I asked you a similar question to this with your productions, but I am fascinated with the duo approach of things. When you are DJing together, how do you approach that? Is it back-to-back, or is it five tracks kind of thing? What's the approach that you take and why?
Well, we started off by playing one each, and then we felt like it was not enough time to really set a certain groove or intention or sound. So we switched to playing two tracks each all the time. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, in two tracks, you can definitely set a certain idea of where you want to go. I mean, if you play with two people, you're dealing with two people. So still, sometimes, you know, we might interpret the night or the day differently. And then it takes us a while before we sort of get into the same mindset or middle ground of what we want to do. And sometimes we just straight away click. Luckily, that's more often than not. So that's how we've been doing it for a long time now.
Okay, let's take a look at your gigging history here. With the number of shows that you've played, is there anything recently that stood out to you? Or with festival season on the horizon, is there anything that you're particularly excited to play at?
Yeah, we are playing a beautiful festival this Friday in the Netherlands. It's one of the go-to festivals for our sound. We've got loads of friends playing there. It's called Down the Rabbit Hole, and we're closing the Friday night in one of the biggest tents. So that's a really, really nice gig for us. We're probably going to see a lot of like familiar faces in the crowd, and we're actually, you know, talking through the approach for that set. So yeah, that's like for the first bit of summer, that's definitely the biggest one that we're looking forward to.
Okay, tough question time here. Can both of you think of a couple of tracks that are the standout tracks from your catalog?
I tend to be very easily fed up with something that I recognize and something that I know, so that's not really convenient for a producer who hears his music a lot before it's done. But I have to say that from our latest EP of last year, the track You is one that I really like because there's a bit of a change in our sound, but it's way more electronic than we're used to, but it still has that like that Swindle energy that I really love. So that's definitely a track for me that I hold close to my heart.
Yeah, for me, it's actually also kind of a recent track, but it's Body Control from our first Keep on Swindling EP. And that's something that embodies everything I like about house music, because it's very groovy. It has a soul edge to it, but it's still electronic. There's an electronic like little arp going, and the energy is just so great. And every time we play it, it's like it's the track of the set, you know, and it's not, and I just can't get enough of it, honestly.
Okay, and then can you guys think of one or two DJs who you really admire and why?
So Cynthia just released her first Heist EP. She's a producer from Germany, Berlin, and she's like a full-on businesswoman. She has a kid, she gigs, she has a record label, she has a store where people really go to find the perfect house music. So she does all these things, and obviously with help, and she still manages to, you know, to stay sane and be really fun, fun person to hang out with, really friendly, and yeah, she's cool. I really admire that in her. One other person would be Krakazat. We're about to release his a mini album. The first single came out last Friday. It's called Do You Think About Me? And he's this amazingly versatile producer who sings, plays bass, plays keys, writes parts for violin and for horn section. So he has like this whole musical world going on inside his mind, and his groove is amazing. He's actually a really good engineer as well. So his tracks always sound great, and just the way he pops out these songs like hit after hit is very admirable. I'm a bit jealous, actually.
Don't let it.
then what is the vision for Damn Swindle as you continue to go forward in DJing and production? Where else do you want to take this?
The vision. The thing is that we're working on a new album, and I feel that what we envisioned is a bit more of a less genre-focused album. We try to really let go of what we feel like people are expecting of us or what we're expecting of us. And obviously as an artist, that always is in the back of your mind. But we really try to make an album that is just music that we like to make. And I feel that if that's the way forward, potentially maybe people that know us from day one will not really recognize us in that, but still I hope and I feel that people will see the progress and people will hear that this is really something that, you know, comes from our gut almost. And I feel that it's the way forward, and I feel like if we can go down that path, then we're gonna make so much nice music, so much beautiful music in the future and near future.
Yeah. Amen. We'll be right back.
This has been Damn Swindle. A selection of their tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of Damn Swindle web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Remember to get down to the Pearl on Thursday, July 13th to catch them live, and tickets for that event are still available online. So, both of you, thank you very much for doing this.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Damn Swindle for agreeing to interview tonight. Their track Body Control closed out the episode. Full track list and a selection of their web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Some amazing disco-y, funky, and soulful house on offer tonight. Remember to get down to the Pearl this Thursday, July the 13th to check them out, and tickets for that can still be found online. If you've enjoyed tonight's episode, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts to get this one another spin, or to check out more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back a decade to 2013 for Nick Fanciulli's remix of Paolo Rocco's track, People Say. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.